Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Look at the window, see a sweet young thing hopping on the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling, and then I'm gonna make a mind. Oh, I put my spell on her. Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes.
Thank you. Yeah, welcome back. Hour two of the Night Train. All women's special tonight. Salute to the sisterhood. Pretty diverse. Two songs back to back there.
Yeah.
To take up the break. Started with Patricia Russian's Haven't You Heard, disco hit from 1979. She's going to say about that one. She's probably best known for Forget-Me-Nots.
Yes.
For the Men in Black. Do you know what else? I didn't realise it was used for that George Michael song.
I was about to say, yeah.
Fast Love.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's one of those you kind of... She heard Men in Black so much.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes.
Yeah. But she's like... released a bunch of like jazz albums, multi-instrumentalist
before. Yeah, I was saying to you, I had no idea. I'd like kind of
embarrassed. You thought she was a singer?
Yeah, I thought she was a singer and had two hits.
So apparently she was also responsible for Janet Jackson's world tour.
Oh, right.
Her big like second mega concert tour. Like she was, some sort of musical director for that. She's also the first woman to serve as a musical director for the Grammys. 46th, 47th and 48th Grammy Awards. Mm. She's also been nominated three times, but not won anything. And then after that was... Oh, yeah, the one we just played, Patti Smith. Gloria, the opening track from a classic debut album, Horses, from 1975. Kind of... they're doing like a 60s blues rock, but it's kind of proto-punk. She's... I think it sounds like they started playing the song live as a cover,
right.
And then she started doing ad lib bits of poetry over the top, and it kind of evolved into what you now know today. It's the Gloria song.
She's just turned up in the book I'm reading, which is I'm trying to remember what it's called. Please Kill Me, The Uncensored Oral History of Punk.
Oh, cool.
So she just turned up, and she's kind of on the periphery at the moment, hanging out at Max's Kansas City and stuff.
Yeah, that was recorded at Electric Lady Studios. That's in Greenwich Village, I think.
Yes. If anyone was heard us DJing out on Friday night, they've heard two versions of Gloria.
Back to back.
Yeah, back to back. What was it, The Bells with Melvin?
Yes.
And then
the original.
Yeah.
One guy liked it.
Yeah, one guy. Shout out to the one guy that came over when we were playing Creedence, and he was like, "He's like, what is this?" But he said it in quite an accusational way, didn't he?
It was like he wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah, but so it took us back a bit. But it turned out he was. So shout out to him. Right, back to some tunes.
Try me. essential. Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse is killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real. But compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. But compared to what? Go to church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut. Make it real. Try to make it real, yeah. Try to make it real, real, real. Try to make it real, 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 yeah. Try to make it real, yeah. Real, 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 real. Try to make it real. Try to make it real, yeah. But where's that bee? And where's that honey? Where's my God? And where's my money? Unreal values, crass distortion. Unwed mothers, the abortion. And it kind of brings mine.
I can feel that you're scared. I am scared, so let's be scared, so I can fight. Who do I fight? Not myself. Not today. I won't play that game. Not today.
Showed you that I love you, baby, and so many, and so many. do wrong? What did I do wrong? I went from bitches to rags since I met you.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying. Lonesome as I can be, I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the sky turns gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking
half an hour to go here on the Night Train Salute to the Sisterhood on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. All female picks tonight in honour of International... What's it called?
International Women's Day.
That's it, International Women's Day.
Apparently it started in 1975. It was the first ever one today on the radio. But it seems like it's only recently come to kind of a bigger consciousness, I'd say.
Yeah. I think in no small part due to Richard Herring replying to every doing those charity things.
What are you going to say to us doing radio shows?
No. Absolutely not. No, Richard Herring's big thing was replying to everybody who said, when is it International Men's Day? So, like, do it for charity, just to spend all day replying to tweets with when the day was. So I made it, like, I think he made, like, well into the six figures. Oh, yeah, he said, but you know, it's quite hard work. Spending all day tweeting and whatnot. Okay, so on that set we started off with Zell Black with Fly Me from 1983 on Triple One Records, a rare 80s boogie number. Weirdly, it's only available on only released on 45. Part one and part two are on two different releases. So part one came out with a different song on part and side two, side B.
So you could play them back to back
if you wanted to. Yeah.
Did the other sides line up?
No. It's a bit strange.
That makes no sense to me.
100%. But yeah, no, it's got like a really nice groove. Did you say it sounds a lot like Sly?
Yes. Got a message from Klinker saying. This sounds like Sly and the Family Stone.
He's right.
He is right. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it, but he's on the money. Following that, send the next one out to him, actually, for that nice tip. It was Roberta Flack with Compared to What, because when he was guest on our show, when was it? A month or two ago?
Yeah. Why not? No, it's like a month.
Is it after Christmas?
Yeah.
My mind is... bits.
Yeah, no, it was when I came back from holiday.
Right, yeah, it was.
So
yeah.
I was back, so it was end of January.
I can't compute time at the moment, I apologise.
It's like show 418 or 419, something
thanks.
Like that.
Yeah, he played a Roberta Flack tune, so I'll send this one out for him. That was Compared to What, her debut single and the opening track from her debut album, First Take, 1969, on Atlantic Records. That was a mid-60s African-American social protest song, which went on to be covered over 250 times, something like that. Also features in the Paul Thomas Anderson film Boogie Nights. Can't remember which scene. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, same.
What do we play after that? Oh yeah, Cleo Soul. That track one was one of her early singles from 2019. I think she'd only released one EP then, and like a bunch of one-off singles. And then since then, she has gone on to release kind of four well-revered albums of kind of similar rotary connection inflected soul music.
Yep, that's probably a good way to put it. Also sings on the
bunch of stuff. Yeah, she's a lead singer with Salt, I guess, the lead singer.
Yes, the secretive band who everybody knows who they are now, because you're like, oh yeah, that's the band of Cleo Soul singing.
Yeah, that's her voice.
Yeah, we listened to that and I was like, that drum bake sounds extremely familiar. So I think, listeners, I think it's one that DJ Shadow used on the Uncle album, but it's not on Who Sampled
Yet.
So so we don't know whether it's just the drums, because sometimes, I mean, the weeds here, sometimes they'll take a sample and just chop it up completely and just kind of reprogram it, and other times straight lift. So,
or sometimes they just replay it and they go, I like the sound of that, I'm just going to copy that.
Yeah, make it sound exactly the same.
Yeah,
but it's not, so
it's
I don't know.
It's not actually sampled.
I guess, so I don't have to pay for it. Oh, I'm being cynical.
What do we play after that? Ah, yes, down to New Orleans. Is that the only New Orleans song tonight? Possibly. Betty Harris, one of my favourite soul singers, Betty Harris. What I Do Wrong, the B-side to Mean Man from 68, I think. Oh, Sansu.
That is quite the twin spin.
That's one in my bag.
Yes. I do love Mean Man, those horns.
Yeah, it's got one for the party and then the deep cut on the flip.
Yeah. So, yeah, one for the party and then when it gets to the dregs, you're flipping it over. Where's my notes gone? After that, was it one of mine?
It was Patsy Cline.
Yes, Patsy Cline with Walking After Midnight from 1957. Not that version. It looks like I've sent the wrong version to him. It's a pretty good version. It looks like that was a live one, but not the one I was expecting.
That was Big Band.
Yes.
You aren't pedal steel.
Yeah, so I will be sending you the right one. So
fix that in post, though. All of this will make no sense if you're not listening live.
Yes, but talking of Twin Spins, that's one I've got on a collectibles, Back to Tequila.
Wow.
So I don't know what party you'd be playing that at.
Which version of the Patsy Cline one is it?
The pedal steel.
Oh, right, okay.
And then we finished up with the Ronettes with When I Saw You from 1964 on Phillies Records. Gonna send that one out to the long suffering Alma and Iggy tuned in S7. That was taken from the Spiritualized pre-show compilation mix, yes, I guess. Right. Yeah, we'll put a link to that in the show notes for the Listen Again crew who are all confused. I guess it kind of pays off sometimes if you listen again. You get the imperfections ironed out, the correct songs picked. Right, this one, the background for those paying attention, is Nadia Popoff with Mental Clarity from 2018 on Sonia Resonance.
I hope that's a real name.
Yeah, definitely.
Popoff, that's a great surname.
I know, sometimes I'm like, my name's well boring.
Yeah, I wish I was called Paul Popoff.
I mean, you could introduce yourself as that.
People would go for it.
Yeah, you just got to commit.
Right, we're going to deep set now. Let's go.
Traveling north to find you. Train was beating the wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll say when I find you. Call out your name, love. Don't be surprised. It's so many months and so long since I've met you. Don't even know. It won't be long.
Moving at a point called the wrong way. palace of yours. It starts to get to me. I take to walking. What a woman does is open doors. And it is not a question of locking or unlocking. I've never seen such a terrible room, gilded with the daughters of the wind who love you. And who are dying like pirates of the queen. By any other name, a jail.
Sorry, listeners, I was lost in trying to find a picture that's really not important. But the good news is that I found it. Right, this is the Night Train, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, signing off.
Yeah, you've made it.
Thanks.
Yeah, we've both made it. Everyone's made it. We all deserve to say thanks.
Okay, so that was the deep, as tradition dictates, that was the deep set.
Yeah.
We started off with one of your picks.
Gets notes up. Yeah, Vashti Bunyan, Train Song, second single from 1966. Didn't know she was born in Newcastle. And just found that out. Sounds like she had a pretty wild life, actually. I think she got inspired to do music when she went to New York in 64, heard Freewheeling. Of course, that would have been of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hits of the time. She said she wanted to be more of a pop song than a pop singer than a folk singer. But she recorded a couple of singles that did nothing, eventually worked on an album that did nothing, didn't sacked off music for 30 years.
Wow.
Her album like became some sort of mad cult collector's item, and then she was getting like messages from people like Devendra Banhart and stuff saying
I love your album.
Yeah, and then slowly got back into it. I didn't even know the story, it's quite interesting. But a second album released in 2005, so 35 years after the first album, was produced by Max Richter.
Oh, that is weird.
Pretty weird. Yeah, and then she's done one more since then. So, I knew she'd done some early stuff and it was revered, but I didn't really know much about the later bits.
After that, we went to LA for Shana Cleveland, Night of the Worm Moon from 2019, the title track from her 2019 solo album. And then on to something new, which was Mary Lattimore and Juliana Barwick, Temple of the Winds from their new album, which name escapes me, came out a couple of weeks ago. They're doing some dates around the UK and Europe, and then also playing a few festivals in the States.
Don't we, yeah, part of a two back-to-backer.
Back-to-back harp.
Harp and warbles. It's a new feature.
Yeah.
Coming your way.
Yeah, harp and warbles.
That was Joanna Newsom with Go Long from Have One On Me. That's her third album, The Three Disker. It's long. Three CDs.
Oh, that is long.
Mighty. There's some long songs on there. But yeah, it's worth delving into. That is it's a kind of song about... I had to look it up because I was like, what is this song about? It's really interesting. But it's about a folk lyrics story about a guy called Bluebeard who basically lavishes gold and riches upon his partner, his wife, and then says, but never look in this castle door type thing. And then when she looks in the door, she finds out it's full of like all that his old wives that he's killed.
Oh,
so it's kind of like an allegory about like abusive relationships and stuff. Yeah, it's really interesting.
It's interesting
football song. So yeah, it's like she finds out and then obviously realizes she's next
and she's gonna go
and she has to try and escape. It's like the moment of realizing your partner's a monster.
Right. Okay. Talking of long songs though, this one is a long song in the background, but you've been saved from it. It's box in about 14 minutes. It's Laurie Spiegel with East River Dawn, so just an excerpt of that. It's a really fascinating album, and if you like modular synths,
who doesn't?
Well, yeah, get on it. Most of the tracks are really long, but it kind of get lost in them. There are shorter ones, but they're quite dark, so I didn't really want to pick them. Yeah, this one was East River Dawn. It's a fascinating story about it. I'll try and link it in the show notes about the album. We've kind of mentioned it before. So one more to go.
Yes, I asked my kids for a pick, and they gave me a bunch, and I picked the one that was most applicable for our radio show.
Right.
I didn't want to spin any K-pop tonight. This is Heim with Summer Girl.
LA on my mind, I can't breathe. You're there when I close my eyes, so hard to reach. Your smile's turning into crying, it's the same release. And you always know, and you always know. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl. Sunglasses, the fears inside your heart's deepest gashes. Walk beside me.